Have you been wondering where the generic live show has been? Well, ladies and gentlemen, worry no more, as Dale Campbell is back. Coming up on the generic live show, Dale recaps his vacation and has a little bit of a special present for you. The generic live show vacation recap is up next, only on the generic live show. Generic Live Show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. I feel like just saying thank you very much for joining us. It's weird not doing the show live. It's actually this. I need to spoil it for you. It's pre-recorded, but it has the live elements, it certainly does. Thank you everyone for joining us, and thank you for being patient over the last couple of weeks as we have gotten our things together, because it's been over 3 weeks since we've done the show, and spoiler alert, there will not be a regular show on this week. I will be at a family function, which will collide with doing the show in its regular time slot for now. Actually, I'm led to believe that it will collide with the original time slot of the show. So there will not be an additional show. In its place, though, on the feed when the show is meant to go live will be this vacation special. And I've got a little bit of a treat for you later on in the hour. I think this is going to take an hour. I'm not too sure what the time frame on this is. I'm kind of winging it right now and that sort of thing. Well, I want to justify why we haven't been on air for the last 3 weeks. 1 week, I actually had my broadcasting software crash right before the show started, and I got it up about, I'm going to say about 20 minutes, 20 to half an about, no, it would have been about 40 minutes into the show. It's kind of like, well, there's no point doing a show that is like only like half to three quarters of a show. It's a bit strange jumping into about 10 to the hour when the break would be, and kind of going into a live broadcast. It was kind of strange for me to do that. Now, that was 1 week. 2 weeks why we weren't here. Well, 1 week I wasn't here because I was in Melbourne, and I know before everyone says, you said you were going to do a live broadcast from Melbourne. I know. Schedules, really, really difficult to schedule that, and plans kind of popped up in and around that. I'm sorry. I know I promised that, and yeah, that it just didn't happen. I mean, I did that video at the beginning of my trip, so that's something, I guess. I'm not too sure if that's what you want, but we'll be doing a vacation recap here on on this very special edition of the Generic Live Show. And this week I'm not here because of, last Sunday I wasn't here because I was sick. That's right, I was off sick, and I'm still having the remembrance of it. At the moment, I do apologize if you hear me sniffling or taking water breaks, because that's just how I roll. Because there is going to be a commercial break in this, but that's going to be about About out. So there's going to be two. There's going to be one at the beginning and one in the middle of the show somewhere. So we'll see how that works out for us. But this one's going to be in place of this weekend. By the way, this weekend is Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all of the great fathers out there. I'll be certainly celebrating Father's Day this weekend. That's half of the reason why I won't be on the air on Sunday. I'm going to tell you about a special thing we've got going on, a special thing we're going to have planned for later on in the month. We've got some special guests lined up, and I'll tell you more about that towards the end of the program. Now let's jump into the breakdown of the holiday itself. Overall, actually, hang on. Do I have a theme for that? I don't think I do. I'm just going to, I don't know, let's just pull something out here. Let's see. Okay, what about this? Okay, I have no idea what that was. I've got something called World Map. Let's play World Map. Okay, that's enough of that. So overall, the holiday was amazing. It was spectacular. My God, I could not have dreamt of a better holiday. It was really, really, really good. I mean, I just couldn't believe how fantastic it was. I could gripe about the weather, but I feel like that is just something that is a little bit minor. I mean, we still had a spectacular time down in Melbourne, regardless of what the weather was doing. And we always were going to have a fantastic time, regardless of what the weather was going to be. Of course, I went down on Thursday. Yeah, I went down on a Thursday, returned on a Thursday. For some bizarre reason, halfway through the trip, I thought I was returning on a Wednesday, and then I realized I had an extra day, which is always, always nice to know that you have an extra day on holidays. The flight down was good. We had lunch. I mean, we were off to a slow start leaving because we had some delays from a previous flight coming in, and that's about the extent of it. But the flight down was fine. I went out on the first night. Went out. My American friend Brendan, if you're listening to this, Brendan, thank you very much for the fantastic trip again, by the way. But went out with some of his friends. I met a lot of his friends. Went out. His friends were kind enough to pick us up from the airport and take us out to dinner. I can't remember the name of the place right now, but it was really good. We had, it was kind of like, sort of like pub-ish food, though I don't know what, it wasn't really a pub setting. I had these fantastic crab sliders from there. I'll tell you that much for sure. Then I had a couple of drinks, that's fine. Then I got settled in to my hotel room, got upgraded because I was staying there for a week apparently, and I got settled in, got checked in, and got upgraded, and that was really, really good. So that ended day, I'm going to call that day zero of the trip. Then day one kicked off. And day one was a Friday because, well, day zero was a Thursday. So Friday was off to a fantastic start. I mean, I was still, we went out for breakfast. 9 o'clock we went to breakfast, went to this really, really nice place in Hardware Lane. It was called Hardware Society. I highly recommend it. By the way, none of this is sponsored, by the way. I just want to put that out there. None of this is sponsored. So This is purely off my own back if I say if I liked a place or not. Hardware Society was a it's a fantastic little hole in the wall kind of French place. Very, I wouldn't say hole in the wall actually. It was very, 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 very popular place to eat breakfast. I had a fantastic fried baked eggs rather with beans. It was really, really nice, and that was just a fantastic way to start off the trip. Then we're back to my hotel room. I was on the Geek.io show, our rant review of Suicide Squad, which I still stand by what I said, and I still stand by my rating on Suicide Squad, despite having people tell me that I'm wrong. But you can't unsee the editing being terrible in that movie, because the editing in Suicide Squad was pure awful. So, yeah, well, you can't help that much. Then went to we spent re-caught up re-caught up with Brendan and met some more of his friends, and then we went out to a couple of bars, and then we ended up at a place called the Butterfly Club in Melbourne, near Collins Street. It was we went to the third level, I want to say. Went to the third level. I can't think now what level we went to, but we had the group of us. There was four of us at this time. We went to a place. There was a guy playing piano ballads, piano. Well, I suppose there was a few ballads involved there, but there was piano, and there was lots of yeehawing. The whole thing was called Fab Fridays, which is amazing. He was just spectacular. He was taking requests live as we were going as well. So it's kind of like interesting to see like how he would pull out some of these. And of course, you got regular crowds there, and I was kind of like, this is like not my thing, but I got into it once the cocktail started kicking in, of course, and it was all good from there. Outside of that, on Friday, didn't really do much on Saturday. Saturday was kind of a sort of rest day for me, and then went out to my friend Ashley Bennell, who used to live here in Cairns and then moved down to Melbourne quite recently. She said, "Oh, you're in Melbourne. I'm in Melbourne now, so come down and hang out." So I did that on Saturday. I can't think of what I did on Saturday morning. Saturday morning, I think I just went out for breakfast somewhere. I can't think where I went on Saturday morning. By the way, I'm recording this quite a while after my holiday, so details are a bit vague, but trying to hit some of the main points. Saturday morning, I think I just went out to breakfast somewhere. I must have. And then went out to Lilydale, which Lilydale is about an hour and a half on a train ride out of Melbourne. It's a lovely little community. It's just a shame that the weather was not performing up to details. I mean, in Lilydale on that Saturday, it was a minimum of 6 with a maximum of 8. Or for Americans, it was a low of 6 degrees Celsius. I'm not converting for you, you damned Americans. With a high of 8 degrees Celsius. So put that into perspective. Hang out there most of the night. We ate dino pasta, which was amazing. By the way, dino pasta is one of the most underrated pastas, I think, of all time. I think no one pays enough credit to dino pasta, because dino pasta is a Mate, Zen. And we watched. Okay, I'm going to give a mini rant and review style thing right in the middle of my vacation here because we watched the B movie from 2007, I want to say. Was it 2007? Yeah, 2007. I'm getting nods. The B movie, by the way, if you don't know, it was a 2007 American computer animated family comedy film produced by DreamWorks Animation and distributed by Paramount Pictures. Stars Jerry Seinfeld and Renee Zegwiller. Yes, I'm saying her name perfectly. And the B movie was, excuse me, was god awful. I mean, I could not believe what I was watching half the time. Now, the movie itself is, if you look at the movie, I don't even know where to start with this thing. Where do you even start? Let's start with the writing, which is kind of on the wall and on the nose, but it's meant to be, so take that for what you will. Though you can kind of argue that the B movie with, or just comedies in general, with on the wall kind of writing and kind of deliberate puns, and it's deliberate puns and it's deliberate, not cunning writing, but it's not cunning. That's the thing, though. Movies that try and be on the nose, or at least trying to be subtle and be cunning about it. This is just dumb. Now, I cannot tolerate dumb writing. You can kind of undersee, like, can under undersee like when you're trying to be funny for a purpose, but it has to be cunning. There has to be cunningness to it. This just felt like it was just written by 5-year-olds in 2.5 seconds. And when people say that this movie is educational, well, they can go eat some horse poo. I mean, seriously, this movie, how is this educational to anyone ever? It's factually inaccurate. You've got to think, spoiler alert here, but the main character has a presumably sexual relationship with a human being. I hate to break it to you, but that is what's happening here because, well, the husband would get jealous for some reason. Oh no, there's a bee in the house. I was having sex with my wife. I had to break it to you. But why else would the male human get jealous, even though probably the nature of the human anyway to be this jealous, and well, I don't know why would he? And you gotta think, this bee is just, the whole point of the B movie is to be live in a capitalist and socialist environment where the bees are autonomous robots because, well, they are. They make honey. That is what they do in society. And this one protagonist claims that, well, it's just not justified. That the bees weren't told that they were making honey. Well, why'd you go to school and college? What'd you learn in school and college, bee? Honey making skills. There, well, apparently, the honey is being stolen by the bees, and this is the worst written crap I think I have heard all year. And believe me, I watch a lot of crap for fun. And it's some of the worst direction I've seen in a movie in a very long time. And if your characters have to be pushed into a certain setting, it just doesn't work. The movie, though, I will give it this, does hold up for a 2007 pile of trash because it looks pretty. And yeah, I'm a huge nut about colors and that sort of thing, so it kind of redeems itself, and because it kind of delves into that sort of thing. I think this movie forces itself to try and be clever, and it just doesn't work. And The music is just off, and there's just so much you can kind of pick apart of this movie. Now I'm delving off into a rant about the B movie, which I'll get back on track on in just a second. But I give the B movie a two. I give the movie a couple of Titos, 2 Titos out of 10 Titos. Oh, hang on, nope, I forgot to play this. Whenever we give Tito scores, we have to play this bumper right here.
Look, I saw Dale's humongous.
Why is everything coming up as a robot today, by the way? I give this movie a 2. This movie is awful, and it's just, it's degrading and just frustrating in every single way. So I give this movie a 2 out of 10. That's right. It does get a 2 from me. Anyway, that was an adventure and a half out of 10. And then on my way home from Lilydale, I stopped over at South Bank and walked along South Bank Promenade. At night time, by the way, this was like midnight after I semi got lost. I kind of got lost, but I kind of knew that I entered exited on the wrong side of Flinders Street Station, and kind of I went accidentally went on South Bank. I was like, oh shoot, I'm lost. Oh no, there you go. I just need to get over the other side of the bridge. But anyway, so that was exciting. Now, we're now at Sunday. Where we decided to go on a road trip. That's right, road trip time. We did Great Ocean Road on Sunday. Me and my friend Brendan and another friend decided to do a road trip on Sunday along the Great Ocean Road. It was spectacular. We made it to we did made it to Port nearly Port Campbell. I think we did we go to Port Campbell? No, I don't think we did. We made it sure close, but we definitely did go to the 12 Apostles that day. We stopped over at Lawn for some lunch. Yeah. Would have been brunch at that point though. We stopped over in Lawn, went on the Lawn jetty, and we saw a seal on the Lawn jetty as well. It was spectacular to see a seal there. The weather on Sunday was a bit iffy. It was cloudy and then sunny and then rainy and then cloudy and sunny, but hopefully the rain did stick away for when we did get out of the car, thank God. And then we made it to the 12 Apostles. And it was fantastic. It was just man, it was highlights. It was something else to behold. And it was just gorgeous there. I mean, regardless of the weather, you can kind of just look at the landscape and go, wow, you can just picture every single breath you revel in this sort of environment. And fair enough, like it was just a spectacular sight to be seen, and it was gorgeous as well. By the way, I want to mention as well, we did do the lighthouse on the way, the one from around the twist. That was fantastic as well. So it was an amazing experience. I think the highlight of the trip was definitely doing that Sunday road trip and doing the 12 Apostles. It was a huge day. We left Melbourne at about 7 and got back at about 5:45. I mean, it was a huge day, but well worth the day in its entirety as well. Followed up the B movie with the 12 Apostles. It definitely the 12 Apostles definitely gets better. Then we move to Monday, and Monday was fantastic as well because we did a train trip out to more of Brendan's friends, which thank you again. Met a lot of fantastic people. Went out to Bendigo. Fantastic trip. It was about a 2 hour train ride away from Melbourne. We left at about 9-ish, I want to say. Yeah. Left at 9-ish, had some lunch in Bendigo. These fantastic little coffee places. It was fantastic. And we did the mine shaft in Bendigo as well. It was just, Bendigo is just gorgeous and just, it's still got its old sort of flavor as well about it. It's just fantastic. Fantastic. I need to come up with some new adjectives, but it really, really is. But I did that and then did that as well, and then finished off the day at about 4 o'clock ish, a little bit before 4 o'clock. We made it on our way back through Melbourne, and we did some cider tasting, and that was fantastic. I actually still have the bottle. We bought 2 bottles. I bought a bottle of kind of the harder sort of cider and some pear cider vinegar, by the way, which is also fantastic to say the least as well. I haven't tried the pear cider vinegar, but yeah, I've got lots to do. And on our way back from Melbourne, we stopped at the airport viewing area to watch for about half an hour to three quarters of an hour. So it was just spectacular. And then we went out to dinner. Now here's my favorite part. On Monday night, we went out to dinner. Now here it is. Wow, here's some story time and a half. On Monday night, we went to a place called Shanghai Dumpling House. Now, if you don't know what this is what you call hole in the wall down a dark alley place if you ever saw one. This place has is just it looks so traditional. It you kind of you walk in and you feel like you're in some sort of you've been transported to some sort of weird offshoot China house. It's really weird to explain, but anyway, so and lots of signs around the place to the fact that they don't accept card and you can't split the bill and you have to pay cash only. So we knew I knew I was going to be in a treat because I'd heard about this place since since I arrived in Melbourne. I saw this, I heard about this place and saw it. I went, okay, this looks really interesting. What's the fuss about? So we went there on Monday night. Fairly busy. I mean, it was okay. I mean, busyness wise, weren't too busy. Wasn't full, but wasn't quiet. So kind of in the middle there, of where kind of the busyness scale was. So got there, and we sat down. There was three of us at the time, and waiting for a fourth person. So kind of we asked for like we asked for a table for four. And the guy who greets us, please note that these people are, they don't, their English is not their first language. I'm trying to be sensitive about it, but I mean, English is not their first language by any stretch of the imagination. So, got table for four, and the guy who greets us, the greeter at the door, kind of just points and just there, says there. So, but like, oh, excuse me. Kind of goes, oh, okay, well, all right, we're sitting there then. So, and then kind of, had a rush in a rush. We sat down and then got kind of handed two menus. Just like not sort of thrown at us two menus. And then the guy scurries off. Oh, okay. and then we're waiting for the friend, and like two times within, well, I want to say 5 minutes, we got us, order, and we got drinks. And by the way, wanna note, the drinks at the Shanghai Dumpling House, by the way, you can get soft drink or iced tea. Or, by the way, soft drinks come in a can, and iced tea comes in that regular 600 ml bottle of Lipton iced tea. Not that that's a bad thing, but anyway, so got out there. And then the red wine, you can have a glass of red wine for $3, or a red and white, by the way, same price for both, or you can have a bottle for $10. Now, important to note, the glass, and that's air quotes for people, was a small kind of ones that you would get in a picnic set that only hold about like 50 mils at a time. And they were charged $3 for that. Or you could get a bottle, a whole full size, like 750 mil, like a full, like blown bottle for $10. I wonder which one is more economical. But anyway, so that was fun, and then we're still waiting for a friend, and then out of nowhere, the waiter like takes away one of our menus. It's just like grabs the menus and takes it away. It's like, oh, okay, well, guess four of us are sharing one menu. Like, and then our friend arrives, and no one is to be seen to take our order. No one is to be seen to take our order. No one. So. We're still waiting at this point. And then what appears to be the mother comes over, takes all of our order, and goes, "Yep, okay." Oh, by the way, no, at this point, before the friend arrives, we're like, "Oh, we might as well get something." I spotted on the menu vegetarian duck. Let that sink in, by the way. Vegetarian duck. So we asked the waiter, "Oh, we might get some vegetarian duck as we wait." So we're gonna get some vegetarian duck while we wait. And the guy's like, "Oh," and scurries off. It's like, whoa, okay. The point is here, the service is mediocre to bad, but by golly, the food is amazing. Oh my gosh. Pure traditional in heaven food. The dumplings are to die for. Unfortunately, there was no buns on the night that we arrived. I overheard that from another table. We were going to order some buns, but I did overhear, but I thought we better not order it just in case we get cheek for it or something. So there that was the Shanghai Dumpling House experience. And we filled up like a proper dining room table with food and drinks. It was just like, oh, it was like a smorgasbord. So good. For four of us, it was about $80 with two bottles of wine as well. So it was really, really good. And the wine, by the way, for $10, the wine was local. It was good wine as well. And I'm not really a huge red wine drinker, but there you have it. There were Tuesday where we're at the second last day before I have to go home. And it definitely felt like that, by the way. It definitely felt, by the time Monday rolled around and the trip to Bendigo, that's when the downhill spiral to the week ending was prominent. It's like, ugh, we really have to end this. So Tuesday involved the Eureka Sky Deck, which, oh my gosh, it is 88 levels above ground, and oh my god, stunning views of the city. By the way, Monday was clearing, was still overcast. Tuesday, what is that noise? Where is that noise coming from? That's a really weird noise. Okay, we're going to ignore that. All right. Anyway, we're back. So, what was I saying? The sky deck. So the sky deck is 88 levels up. And my God, the views were of the city were amazing. Oh, that's right. So I was saying that's where I am. So Monday was still overcast but clearing, and Tuesday just the weather was on point. It was stunning the weather. Barely any clouds in the sky. I mean, you can still see clouds out on the horizon, of course, but it was just oh, so much stuff to do. So the stunning views of the city from the Eureka Sky Deck definitely worth something to do. I think from memory, it wasn't that expensive. I think it was like 10 bucks for a 10, $15 for a student. Excuse me. 10 bucks for a student. I can't wait for a break. So 10 bucks for a student to go up there, and it was just amazing. I mean, we bought the basic package. There's ones where you can go out on the edge of the building, and no thank you. Where you look down, you can literally see the ground and nothing else. No thank you. You can take that back. Thank you very much, Lee. But no, stunning views of the Eureka Sky Deck. That afternoon as well, I did by myself. I did the aquarium, the Sea Life Melbourne Aquarium. It was on my list of things to do, and everyone had recommended it. So, Sea Life Melbourne. By the way, I still have a list of things I want to do in Melbourne. So definitely there will be another Melbourne trip in the pipeline. Definitely for sure. But I don't know when that will eventuate. So do stay tuned for that. I did make it was a good joke, Pokemon Go joke. That's the right order of the words. Pokemon Go joke. Walking in, I posted this on Facebook. As the entry is like a seahorse. I was about to say a horsey, and I said from the aquarium earlier this afternoon, a shiny horsey. So there you go, and then we get to the final. Actually, no. Before we get to the final day, we did have a fantastic trip to where was it? There was a restaurant called Arby's on the river. Arby's on the river. It was spectacular. That was that night as well. I want to mention that place because it was just to die for. That is worth mentioning. Then we went around Queen Park, I want to say, and at night it was something else. The water fountains there was just to die for. But anyway, so then the final full day in Melbourne, which ew, wow. Okay, so the first full day in Melbourne. Wanna put this out here. I went to a place called the University Cafe in Carlton. We went there for breakfast on Tuesday morning. Went back by myself on Wednesday morning because I loved it so much. And then went back there. That day we also went and did the art museum, which did we do the art museum? No, we did. We went past the art museum at night. That's what that was. Did and that was pretty from the outside looking in. But went to the Melbourne Museum. No, I didn't do because of time. We had to cram so much into the final day. Because of time, did not go to the art museum. Went to the Melbourne. I didn't go to the Jurassic World exhibition. Well, A, because it costed an arm and a leg, and B, I could get into the Melbourne Museum for free, so why would I cost an arm and a leg when I can still see the museum anyway? So, went to the museum. The museum was really good, very educational, in factual, very educational about the history of Melbourne and where Melbourne come from. And then there was a rainforest exhibit as well at the at the museum as well. So, and also on the final night, went out to, where did we go? Oh, to wanna make sure I get this correct. Barrack, that's right. Went to the Barrack Inn for trivia. Went out there because some of Brendan's friends were playing trivia out there. And he wanted to say hello to them while he was down. And I was like, oh, okay, can I come along? Sure. So went out to Barrack and went to trivia. And wow, that was my first real exposure to pub trivia. Pub trivia was. Pub trivia is certainly the most interesting and the most funny and most enlightening experience that you'll ever have. I mean, it's just I did not know what to expect from pub trivia, but that was the last night of the trip, and that was a fantastic note to end on the trip. And of course, Thursday morning was me going to the airport at ridiculous, stupid o'clock. I think I left Southern Cross Station at 6 a.m. So there you go. Oh, a little bit before 6 a.m. I think it was 5:45. So there you go. That was the trip. And wow, that trivia night was just a riot. So there you go. That is pretty much a summary of my holiday in a nutshell. It was just something else. I cannot, I mean, I could probably mumble my way through the rest of this, but we're at like 42 minutes, so, and we've still got a surprise to do in the next little bit. But no, Melbourne was spectacular. Highlight is definitely the 12 apostles. That is just something that you have to do while you're in Melbourne. Disappointment? I don't know if there is one. If I'm going to put it down to a disappointment for how much I paid for it, apart from the B movie, which was definitely the worst part of the trip by far, probably. Maybe the aquarium, because of how much I paid for it, definitely just wasn't worth the money. Sorry, that's definitely. And I still, again, still have things on my bucket list for Melbourne that I certainly do want to tick off. So there will be another trip to Melbourne. When and where that will happen, nobody knows. But we're going to take a quick break now, mainly because I have to go pee and take another drink. We'll be back on the other side of this with a very, very special thing that we're doing. We've got special things planned for right after this. Stay tuned. This is the Generic Live Show Vacation Recap with Dale Campbell. Stay tuned. 3, 2, 1. And we're back on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. This is the vacation... Okay, hang on. I forgot to take a drink. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. This is the Generic GLS Vacation Recap episode. Haven't been on air for a while. And wanted to recap some of the reasons why I haven't been here and my vacation, our vacation to Melbourne recently, and kind of discuss with you what we got up to while we were in Melbourne. But for now, we have something that might become a regular segment on the show. You may be hearing me wrestle some things, so there you go. There has been a store here opened recently. Daiso, a Japanese retail store that has opened up here recently, and they have some weird Japanese food. So we're gonna try some weird Japanese food on the internet because that's gonna end well. So first up, I want to say those till last. First up, I'm going to. It has no English on the front of it except for 100%. That's all it has. It's a bunch of Japanese characters, and in the middle of it, it says 100%. So that's exciting. And the English nutritional table on the back says salt candy, 90 grams. Best before print on package year month. I have no idea where that is. All right, we're going to try this anyway. So it could be out of date. No one knows. So I'm going to open up the packet. Yes, we are trying some Japanese food. Oh, they're individually wrapped. Isn't that adorable? They are literally the size of a cough drop. So I'm going to open one up. Oh, God, is it going to require me to suck on it? Oh, it's a... Oh. Oh, I don't like that at all. Oh, that's so bad. Oh. That is terrible. Oh. The more you suck, the worse it gets. Oh my God, that is awful. Oh. Ugh. I know where those are going. Oh, that is terrible. Well, you know what? That's going... wow. That... Oh, that's just... Okay, I'm gonna... Drink some water here because that is just. Ugh. Well, it's probably good for. If you have a sore throat, probably it's good to try and combat that. That is just awful. So, next up, we have. Oh, I still have this taste of that in my mouth. Ugh. That is so bad. This one has a little bit more English on it. Prawn cracker with shrimp. Potato starch oil, stated on package. These are still in date. These actually have an expiration date on them. I'm going to shake it up a little bit. And opening up the package. And by the way, guys, this is fully off microphone. Me opening the package. I know it doesn't sound like it, but it definitely is. Why won't this open? Okay, there we go. Oh. Oh, it has a strong smell. My gosh. Oh, that smell. My God, if it tastes as bad. Oh, that smell is just reeks of it. It's definitely shrimp. These prawn crackers are very, very interesting to look at because they have some sort of weird herb thing on them. What is the herb on these things? You can't tell me... Ah, seaweed. They're seaweed. Okay. Some sort of weird herb thing. Wow, I'm the whitest person you will ever know. Okay, let's bite into this thing. Hmm. I have no idea what to think about that. I have no opinion on that whatsoever. I'm going to try another one. I think I don't mind these. They have a really strong smell in the packet, but once you eat them, they're not that bad. I think. No, they're not bad at all. They're really not that bad. The smell is probably the worst part of them. Definitely better than the salt candy. But lastly, we have lychee vinegar candy, which also has a whole bunch of Japanese on them, so I'm really alarmed about this. That is the only English telling me what it is, apart from the little, yeah, Daiso Select Lychee Vinegar Candy. I think these are individually wrapped as well. It has an easy pull tab, which is nice. These are individually wrapped. Let me grab one of them. Those prawn crackers are really good to try and. Let me wash my mouth out now. If you're just joining us, we are trying weird Japanese food. Try and make up for the fact that we haven't been here. Those salt candies are terrible. Okay, these lychee candies, they're green. Why are they green? Oh God, why are they green? Why are these lychee things green? I suppose the flesh of a lychee is kind of green. Oh wow, that punches you right away. That really hits you. Wow, that's really good. These lychee candies are really good. Wow. It just that lychee flavor just right out of the gate just hits you. Wow. That's really good. Oh wow, that's really good. That just that lychee flavor hits you and it hits you hard. That's really good. And the vinegar try like the vinegar you can kind of taste, but you can kind of only taste like hints of it. Well, yeah, I mean most of it's sugar, it's 52% sugar, but that's expected. And some of it is actually lychee vinegar, which is interesting. Wow. That's really good. So I'll continue on that later. So I'm going to take that out of my mouth because I'm that's going to get distracting as hell. But that's really good, that lychee candy. Well, in order, you've got the lychee candy, the prawn crackers in reverse order. That salt candy, it's so bad. Oh. Wow, it hits you like, okay, does it have ingredients on it at least? It's mainly made of corn syrup, that's why I don't like pure corn syrup. I mean, I drink soda a lot, but that's something else, but that's just wow, that salt candy was awful. I'm throwing that whole packet out. I'm not even kidding. That whole packet's going in the trash right after this. So, wow. Weird Japanese groceries. We might get more of those in, actually. They're fun to do off air. But no, that salt candy and that lychee candy, though, is really good. So, wow. Okay. Wow, that was an experience and a half out of 10. Now, thanks everyone for joining us here on this GLS vacation recap. We will return with normal shows on the 11th. That is Sunday week. We'll be returning with normal shows on the 11th because of this Sunday. This episode will be acting as this Sunday's episode because we won't be here. On Sunday, I believe we won't be here. If we are here, it'll be a Christmas miracle. But if we're not here, then don't be surprised if we're not here because we did warn you. Take it for granted if we do do a sh if it does if in fact we do a show, it won't be a long show. It'll be like kind of this sort of thing for an hour. Plan on not us not being here this week. Next week, starting next week though, we are having guests on. We're gonna start a little something. We're gonna have a night of an initiative. We're Friends Month. Apart from this episode, so we'll run in the first week of October. But September sounds like good. It's start of spring. It's a new season. I just flicked my hair for some reason, but it's a new season, so we might kick off with Friends Month. So starting on the 11th, 18th, we're looking for guests for the 25th and the 2nd. If you want to be on GLS, please do contact me, message me directly on Facebook, or send an email to The Chef Wonder. That's THECHEFWONDER. The Chef Wonder. THECHEFWONDER. To be on the show. We're looking for guests for the 25th and the 2nd of October to complete Friends Month. So it's a new season. So there you go. And we're fastly approaching the end of the year. By the way, want to put that out there. We've only got, oh, how many weeks until the end of the year? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 episodes before we reach Christmas Day. Wow. Wow, I better start planning that Christmas Day thing I really wanted to organize. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We have, a special guest on next Sunday, the 11th. We have Thomas Humphreys from Cairns FM 89.1. There you go. So that is Cairns FM 89.1. Thomas Humphreys from, and he hosts a show on Cairns FM. We'll have him on GLS on the 11th, and then we have a very, very we have lots of things planned before the end of the year. So stay tuned to the Generic Live Show. You can find us on iTunes, chefwondermedia.net/GLSgeek-io.net/GLS. Put GLS or Generic Live Show on the show in the subject line, thechefwonder@gmail.com. We are working on an official email. And of course, you can find us on Blog Talk Radio as well. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time for another round of the Generic Live Show. Until then, stay safe. And you know what? Yeah, stay safe. And I guess that's. Am I allowed to say that on air? I don't think I am actually, but I did. Thank you, everyone. And we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
This has been a Chef Wonder Media production. For more, visit chefwondermedia.net. Delivered fresh to your ear holes. Copyright 2016.
This has been a podcast of the Geek-I-O Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016.